When building IoT solution end-to-end, you need to have a very strong app platform like Azure IoT Central, and then you need to have some things like IoT Edge, which allow you to build topologies with gateways and leaf devices. Runga joins me today on the IoT show to tell us everything we need to know about IoT Edge integration with IoT Central. Hi everyone, thanks for watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today Runga is with me to discuss IoT Edge with Azure IoT Central. Runga, thanks for joining the show again.
Thank you, Olivier, for inviting me.
Of course, always. So, and you always come with gizmos. Yes. That's pretty cool. We're going to see cool demos today. Runga, before we jump into the topic and the demos, can you tell our audience who you are, what are you doing at Microsoft?
Sure. I'm Runga Vadlamudi. I'm a program manager in IoT Central team. And my current focus is enabling IoT Edge with IoT Central.
So IoT Edge in IoT Central is a new feature. Mm-hmm. It's in preview right now, mm-hmm. soon to be released. The idea is to allow connecting and managing right. the IoT Edge devices from the Azure IoT Central applications, right?
Right.
So what are the main scenarios? People know about Azure IoT Edge, mm-hmm. but to understand better how that integration works with Azure IoT Central, I think it's interesting to talk about what kind of main scenarios we're addressing and people are using IoT Edge devices for.
Sure. As of November, right, IoT devices used to connect into IoT Central. Mm-hmm. But from November, as we enable this feature, IoT Edge devices can connect into IoT Central. So what it means is IoT Central is managing those devices yeah. at scale, sending deployment manifests at scale.
Okay.
And also what we do is we support different types of Edge devices, like okay. the Edge as a leaf device,
okay.
Edge as a gateway device, which has downstream devices connected.
Okay.
And also off-the-shelf devices like our Vision AI Dev Kit mm-hmm. Can hook into IoT Central and start streaming data.
Interesting. We had some episodes about the Vision AI
right.
Dev Kit. So now
right.
we're going to be able to do
exactly.
IoT Edge and Vision AI from IoT Central. It's
right.
pretty cool.
And then there's the NVIDIA devices which can do
Love
AI
it.
Love
it.
Central.
So yeah. pure IoT Edge devices where you can run your AI on IoT Edge and run these workloads. And you were saying as well, and we'll talk about that, gateways.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Gateways in the sense of having leaf devices behind these gateways that may not speak the same protocol or an IP-based protocol or might be behind a firewall or something that you
right.
need to go through IoT Edge to connect them to the rest of the world.
Exactly. So the way we describe in Central is either the gateway shows up in Central
yeah.
and the leaf devices are hidden,
mm-hmm.
or the leaf devices also show up in Central. And we have operator experiences where the operator gets a view of both the gateway device and the downstream devices. And
Love
as
it.
We do the demos, I'll show you some of that.
Well, let's jump into the topic. So what should someone expect in terms of features when it comes to IoT Edge in Azure IoT Central?
Sure. As far as the feature set is concerned, so what we have done is for provisioning and connectivity, IoT Central always had DPS integration. So that means IoT Central is powered by DPS.
Okay.
So what we had to do for Edge is we had to enable Edge devices to work with DPS in Central.
Got it.
So that was the integration we brought in, along with we now support individual enrollments, which was not there before November, and the individual enrollments along with TPM support.
Got
so
it.
We have symmetry key support, X509 certs, and then TPM.
So basically what was supported for regular devices now fully supported on IoT Edge devices
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
Love it. Okay.
And then the other, so that's the command and control.
Yep.
And then there are other features like module management from IoT Central.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually bring in the concept of module, which was connecting into IoT Hub, now mm-hmm. Can also connect into IoT Central. And IoT Central is basically powered by IoT Hub.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And then the next thing is, once you have that connectivity and you're able to do module management, you're mm-hmm. able to actually deploy, send a deployment manifest into the Edge. Now Edge device starts to send telemetry. So within Central, now you can actually start building dashboards for
mm-hmm.
an operator to be able to view the data, to see how the devices are behaving,
yeah.
and also do command and control. So that means they can send commands into the Edge modules so the edge modules can react accordingly.
Love it. So, and we'll see that. So you have a view of the edge device, but also view of the modules that are running on it from IoT Central.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Okay. And it'll be almost like whatever view you're seeing in IoT Edge will show up in IoT Central real time. The next thing is, once you have that modules deployed on the edge, the visualization, the analytics, the rules engine, all that is brought into the central as a end-to-end solution.
Got it.
And we'll go through some of the rules engines. We'll set up a rule and then take an action.
Okay, right? Can't wait.
And then there is the, that's what I talked about, the rules and actions, right? Yeah. And then we talk about device relationships.
Okay.
So what we brought into Central as a metadata concept is whatever devices are running on the edge, as far as both the gateway device and the downstream device, now that view is brought into an operator experience, where an operator can actually look at a gateway device and see what are all the downstream devices which are connected.
Because the principle is that sometimes the gateway can be transparent and the leave devices, downstream devices actually show up in your solution as what they are, right? You have a conveyor belt on the factory floor.
Right.
It doesn't matter from certain operations perspective whether it goes through a gateway or another, but it can matter.
Exactly.
If you have problems, you need to debunk or update or things like that,
And also if you want to send commands to the leave devices from the gateway, so you go to the gateway, find its leaf devices and start sending commands.
Got it, okay.
And also another concept what we did was any devices which are not Azure IoT Edge devices, but have downstream devices and act like a gateway, we brought in that relationship also into IoT Central.
So, love it.
Yep. And then what I'll do is I'll just go over some of the our modeling concepts. So when you go and create like a edge device in Central, right, the first thing you need is a device template, which acts like a spec for that device, right?
Yep.
So what you do is you define what is the telemetry of the device, what are the commands, what are the properties, and how are the relationships built.
Yep.
So if you look at this diagram, what we have done is we have something called, in IoT Central, a device capability model.
Okay.
So you you basically build a device capability model. So we brought in the concept of a module capability model.
Okay. Yep.
So every module will have its own capabilities which have properties, commands, and telemetry. And that's what this diagram talks about. So you, what you do is you create a device capability model, you create your edge module capability models, and then interfaces around it.
That's logical.
Right. So what we'll do is we'll jump into a demo, and I'll start with this device. So Moxa is a partner of ours and has been a great partner building edge solutions connecting into Azure IoT.
Okay.
And what we have here is a solar power monitoring system, which basically this is the edge device connecting through Modbus into that the plant and starting to get telemetry and pump it into
so that's
the cloud.
So this is the actual device running IoT Edge.
Right.
So here, what is that? Is that a Modbus-like module that actually is getting the sensor's data and feeds the Modbus module running IoT Edge, right?
Right, and that's provided by Moxa, and it's basically powered by Azure IoT Edge runtime.
So it's on the catalog. People can find, you know, in the certified for IoT catalog, that device, as well as the modules for working with
it. Right, and I'll show you that, right? So once, so we have an app here, and if you look at the Moxa device, which is connecting into the cloud, so that's our dashboard. So I'll quickly show you. We built a dashboard. There's data coming in. And also, we have some map integration, where this device right now is on, in this building, and it's showing up real time on the map. Right?
Nice.
And if you look at this, I have created some shortcuts. You can create shortcuts on your dashboarding.
Yep.
So if I click on this, it's actually taking me to the catalog, where the Moxa device is actually part of our Azure IoT catalog, and you can go and look at the details of that device and what it supports, what are the processors, all that stuff, right?
Okay.
So let's get back to the dashboard. The next thing what you'll do is I'll actually go into a device template of this device, what we have done. So you'll actually see a capability model, and then there is a one module running, and it describes all the capabilities, the properties, the telemetry, the commands, right?
Okay.
And then you have dashboards. So this is the dashboard which you can adjust your dashboards according to your operator experience. And then once you publish this template, now you have a spec for your Moxa devices of this type, right?
So basically you create, as the device manufacturer or solution developer, you create that model eventually in IoT Central, and then you can export that as a model that others can use, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And you could do that. You can actually export the capability model, which will export the modules, and then you can go ahead and distribute, right? So the next thing what we'll do is, we'll go into devices. So what I've done is I've actually connected this device.
And
the way you do it is you actually go into the connect. This is the cloud first. There is a device first too on how you connect. So it gives you a scope ID because it's powered by DPS. There's the registration ID, which is your device ID, and the derived key, which is basically you have a master key, and then you get the derived key.
Right? So it's pretty much exact same mechanism as for a regular IoT device and you connect to IT Central, right?
And the only difference what we had to do is if you go into administration and device connect, there is a different kind of device type, which is Azure Edge devices. So the two types we support is symmetric key and X509 for a group enrollment. And if you enable an individual enrollment, then you can go also with TPM.
Got it, right? Okay.
So this is the master key, this is the root cert, and then every device gets its own derived key so that you're not putting multiple same device key into the multiple devices.
Okay, makes sense.
So then once you go in here, one thing you can do is you can actually look at the actual device. So we have created some dashboarding here. And also what I've done is I've created a cloud property to attach the device location. So here I give a latitude, longitude of this device, which is for this building. And then modules, right? The modules is, what are all the modules running on this device? So if I actually have connected to this device through a serial port, and here are the three modules, right?
And so you were saying you retrieve the scope ID and the device ID or the key, and then you configure like you would any other IoT Edge device with information to hook up to DPS, right? That's the exact same thing, retrieving that information, that DPS information from the IoT Central
portal. Exactly. And if you go into the config YAML, you'll actually see TPM support for DPS or even symmetric keys. You set it up and start the device. So when the device starts here, right, when it gets provisioned, because we created a spec and we have a deployment manifest with that device template attached, every device which picks up that device template gets a deployment manifest.
Because in a device template, you describe which modules are on that device or supposed to be on that device.
Right.
This is the way you configure the type of device in Central, right?
And where are the images, where is the image of the module? It could be in a container registry, it's versioned, so you pick it up and push it here.
Love it.
And once you have that, you basically can go ahead and start managing that device from Central.
Okay.
So overall, that's a leaf device, right?
Okay.
So basically, that means it could have downstream devices, but the downstream devices don't show up in Central.
So it's more about what kind of workloads you're going to run on that IoT Edge device and how do you manage that from IoT Central.
Right.
Got it.
So one thing what I wanted to finish up is I've created a rule here. So this rule is basically looking at CPU usage.
Okay.
And if CPU usage goes up, et cetera, you might want to monitor it, right?
Okay.
So I'm looking for an average of greater than 50 for every 30 minutes. So you can do some windowing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually send out an email, right?
Mm,
so you can, if you go here, I have an email which I received, which basically is telling me that, hey, there is a plant monitoring station out there, which is actually alerting. So that an operator can probably go open a ticket and send out a field technician.
Right. So exactly what we do with other regular devices. Let's switch into the gateway scenario, right?
Sure.
Let's discuss a bit about this like hierarchy or relationship that you mentioned earlier on.
Right. Right. So what we'll do is I'll go back to the slide and quickly go over what relationships mean, right?
Yeah.
So if you look at this, basically, we have an edge gateway device. That means it has downstream devices, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So if you look at the edge patterns, there is a transparent gateway pattern. What the transparent gateway pattern means is the downstream devices are Wi-Fi enabled, mm-hmm. but they go through the edge gateway device okay. for offline scenarios. Okay. So there could be a truck driving in a remote location where they could lose connectivity, mm-hmm. and there could be like a fresh produce with a chiller.
Okay.
The driver will have to be notified in offline scenarios.
Okay.
So you basically go through the edge gateway and connect into the cloud at that time.
Okay.
The next kind of scenarios is we actually support relationships with modules. So there could be a BLE module, mm-hmm. which is discovering its own downstream devices.
Okay.
And you basically attach those relationships through a module instead of directly connecting into the gateway.
Makes
like
sense.
In a building scenario, yeah. you could have a thermostat, you could have light switches,
yep.
all working on different protocols. Mm-hmm. So that's yep. the view here. So you can connect through multiple modules, each module discovering mm-hmm. its own downstream device, as well as there could be a downstream device which is Wi-Fi enabled directly connecting
Got
to
it.
The edge.
Like in a consumer space, we call that a hub, right?
So exactly.
you would have a Zigbee
exactly.
Hub, and that would be a module in the realm of ITS, right?
Yes, and
okay.
Having its own protocols,
okay.
right? So then what we'll do is I'll go and demo what we have as far as relationships is mm-hmm. concerned. So let's jump into another module, another app.
Okay.
So here what I have is...
It's the best app. It has the IoT Show logo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you look at this, I have a template, which is a Edge Gateway template.
Okay.
And the way we describe relationships is we have a camera capability model.
Okay.
That means we have already defined the camera mm-hmm. capability model. Now what I've done is I've actually attached that camera as a relationship
okay.
Directly into the gateway.
Okay.
Not through a module. You can actually, if you have a module which has downstream devices uh-huh. it can discover, you can set up relationships right there.
Okay. So you have to have your IoT Edge device or your gateway device, and then this other downstream device created, or the models created in the application. And then when you configure the gateway itself, you're going to add the relationship for one of the device types that are in the application.
Exactly. And okay. and you're setting it up here. You can okay. have a generic one and let any device connect to mm-hmm. it. But it'll be good for the operator to understand, oh, this is a camera
okay.
versus this
okay.
is light switches.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, if you go to the devices itself, right? So what I have is, I have a gateway template here.
Yep.
And this gateway template, it's its own gateway, right? So basically
yeah, yeah.
it has its own dashboards,
okay.
Et cetera. So, and then what we have is we have something called downstream devices.
Okay.
So I have these cameras which are connected to that gateway. So if you see that, an operator goes in there and looks at, oh, I have a southwest camera, I have mm-hmm. a east camera, et cetera, and that relationship show up here. And that'll be very useful for the operator to be able to look at.
I can
right?
imagine, versus having a raw list of everything and then you have to go into the metadata to understand what's going on. You have a visual way of describing
right.
that topology.
If you go back to the device list, right, mm-hmm. they all show up like on their own.
Yep, nice.
So that's the overall integration we have done
yeah.
with Edge and brought in the concepts of gateways, brought in the concepts of relationships.
Ranga, thanks again for coming.
Thank you, Olivier.
Thanks for watching and see you soon on the IoT Show.